96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. A mass kidnapping incident in Nigeria is bringing attention to child trafficking in America. Tonight, we'll look at the severity of this issue and also what you can do to help speak for the victims. Tonight, my guests are Nicole Lee, president of the Trans-Africa Forum, Amalola Adeleosu, organizer of the Bring Back Our Girls rally. It's scheduled for tomorrow. And Deborah Sigmund, she's the founder of Innocence at Risk. Lines are open. Please give me a call if you want to speak about this issue at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me to talk about this very critical issue.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Thank you very much.
Let's kind of jump right in and give those who are not fully familiar with this kind of a thumbnail sketch. Nicole, if you can, you know, what has happened? Because this didn't just happen yesterday.
Sure.
It's been going on for nearly a month.
Absolutely. Well, it's even been going on farther than that. I mean, on April 14th, Boko Haram, they've now claimed responsibility, so we don't have to say allegedly, but Boko Haram went into a small town in northeast Nigeria, terrorized the town. Everyone who could ran away, ran into the woods. But unfortunately, those who couldn't run were at school. And there were about 300 girls that had gone back to school. Even though that there were a lot of security risks, they wanted to finish out their physics exams. So they were at the school. It seems that from what the survivors have said, the girls actually thought that the militants were the Nigerian government coming to rescue them. So they followed them. It was too late, frankly, when they realized after being marched for over an hour out, past the village, that they were actually kidnapped, if you will, by Boko Haram. Boko Haram started out as a small motorcycle gang, if you will, and yet it has grown to the country to be really a very serious terrorist threat, not just to the government of Nigeria and their hegemony, but really just to average citizens. And what's been so unfortunate is while Nigeria becomes further militarized, while the military is trying to find Boko Haram, security has actually lessened for people on the ground. And this is a perfect example. Right before this, 59 boys were killed in a fire started by Boko Haram at their school. So just an outright killing of young men. Now, right before the World Economic Summit Africa that's going to take place in Nigeria, there have been two bombings in Abuja. Also, the Sheraton Lagos had to be shut down this weekend. So there's just so many things that are happening. It's really the security of you know, the everyday average Nigeria that's really a threat.
But let's not forget why this has become such an important issue here in the United States, because obviously there are all kinds of politics involved. Boko Haram is now claiming to be some extremist Islamic sect or organization. But the reality is that we're talking about the lives of some 223, perhaps 300 girls at stake. What is happening with these girls? We talk about trafficking and the fact that Boko Haram says he's going to sell these girls into quote unquote marriage. But we know that that's really just, you know, just a cover for sex trafficking, Deborah.
Well, this is a terrible, terrible situation. And of course, Innocence at Risk works. Our mission is to raise awareness about child sex trafficking all over the world. And all over the world, it's over a $34 billion industry.
$34 billion.
You add in the pornography, it becomes like $87 billion. Mm-hmm. It's huge. And every year, over 2 million women and children disappear. They just disappear to the sex trade. Mm-hmm. It's such a huge business. It's the fastest growing criminal industry in the world. second to only drug trafficking.
Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that is really difficult for a lot of people to comprehend when you were just talking about some $34 billion, just some of the statistics, some of the statistics that we've been able to gather from the U.S. Justice Department, National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, that a pimp, for lack of a better term, can make some $150,000 to $200,000 per child every year. A pimp may have four to six girls. This is, of course, here in the United States. And we're not talking about, you know, the political issue here. We're just talking about the health and welfare of girls. You know, some 300,000 children at risk of being prostituted in the United States. And you know, I think that's just really, really It's really shocking. And one of the things that's going to happen tomorrow, because I spoke about in the very beginning of the intro, about being able to raise your voice to speak for the voiceless. Omololo, what's going to happen tomorrow?
So tomorrow we are putting a voice to stand in solidarity with the parents of these children. As a Nigerian living in America, I am sick and tired of waiting for our government to do something. Quite often, we Nigerians can be apathetic to what's going on in our own country.
Why is that?
Because, you know, it's unfortunate, but often it's the me, myself, and I first. I need to take care of myself first. I need to take care of my people first. And then maybe if I have enough, I can give to others. But quite often, you know, it doesn't really get there. You know, there was an article in the New York Times celebrating, or I think it was kind of a satire of the 1% of Lagos, how they live, how they are lavish. But let's be real. Majority of Nigeria is Chibok. Mm-hmm. Majority of Nigeria is these kids who want an education. Majority of Nigeria is living under below poverty standards in America. Most of Nigeria is in a situation where we don't rely on the police for security.
Well, let me ask you, because again, tomorrow you are organizing this rally. Where is it, and what? What is the message for this rally, and also what time?
Sure. So tomorrow we will be at the Nigerian Embassy. The address is 3519 International Court, Northwest, and it's around UDC. And we are encouraging every single person with a voice to show up. The Nigerian Embassy has been quiet. The ambassador has not made a statement. People have received threats that we shouldn't hold this rally tomorrow to hold our government accountable for the safe return of these girls, for them to be able to make sure that girls who want an education in the country can go to school safely. These exams that these girls were sitting for happen once a year. Once a year. And so it's not a situation where they could come back 2 weeks later or go to a Kaplan or any kind of situation like that. They can't do that. So we're asking people to come to the Nigerian Embassy tomorrow. The rally is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we need everybody to come in red, because we are standing in solidarity with the parents and the people in Nigeria who are protesting. We need your voice. We need your support. Because if you take one of our girls, it's not just a black girl thing. It's not a brown girl thing. It's an every girl thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's
well
every
said.
Child.
Well said. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Quickly, Boke calling from Germantown, Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I am on the same side with Omolara right now. I'm calling all women, all African women, anyone who is a mother, to please come join her tomorrow and stand up for our girls. And the Nigerian government will not do anything about this. And as soon as the media goes away, it will be swept under the rug. Please, anyone who is human, anyone who is free, anyone who has raised a child, bore a child, be there tomorrow for this girl. Stand up for them, please, because the government will do nothing about this.
Okay, thank you so much for your input and your spirit in regards to this very critical issue. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls and more on this critical issue. Because, again, this is not just an issue about Nigeria. This is an issue that concerns all girls. Girls around the world, girls here in the United States, girls in your backyard. on your street. We'll talk about it. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about child trafficking. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the mass kidnapping incident in Nigeria that is bringing attention to child trafficking here in America. We are looking at the severity of this very critical issue and what you can do to speak for the victims. My guests are Omolola Adeleoso. She's the organizer of the Bring Back Our Girls rally that is scheduled for tomorrow here in Washington, D.C. at the Nigerian Embassy. Starts at 10, continues until 1 o'clock. We'll talk more about that. Also, Nicole Lee, president of the Trans Africa Forum, and Deborah Sigmund, founder of Innocence at Risk. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Before I go back to my guests, let me grab another caller. Ebuni calling from Laurel. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. Good evening, Harold. How are you doing?
Doing just fine.
That's good. Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies. My name is Ebuni. I'm also Nigerian.
Okay.
I just have a quick question to the lady who said they were threatened, because a lot of us are really concerned about this issue, and it's just unfortunate that not all of us can be there tomorrow. But do you have anybody in particular who was threatened? I mean, these are things that we need to look up, we need to take up, because the Nigerian government can't just threaten people and, you know, stop us from trying to get these girls back. It's been too long, 3 weeks. It could be any of our daughters or sisters.
Yes, thank you, Ebon. Yes, there were two individuals who were the actual rally planners of the last week, Saturday's march, and they received, one person received a phone call from an embassy official, spokesperson, and the second person received a BBM pin from somebody representing President Jonathan's political party, PDP, in Nigeria.
Because you said BBM pin?
Yeah, so I forgot. BlackBerry people who use BlackBerry get pins, so it's like a text
BlackBerry
message.
Yes, BlackBerry Messenger.
Yeah,
I
it's
see.
A messaging. Mm-hmm. So a lot of Nigerians use that as well. So they received, there was a message that was sent out discouraging people from either attending rallies or being engaged in some kind of rally or protest, because President Jonathan will be commencing his campaign again.
Okay. Well, Ebuni, thank you so much for your phone call, I appreciate your support in this. I want to go back to Deborah. Deborah, you know, briefly explain to me, you know, how this came to your attention and why it's so concerning to you.
I learned about this when I was in Europe in 2004,
mm-hmm.
and I was actually horrified that children were actually sold, that it was a commodity, there was a business. And as a mother, I realized that I needed to do something. I was a mother of a teenage daughter. I immediately came back to Washington and informed all my friends. We began spreading the word and working with powerful people that could make a difference, like embassies initially, embassies and then members of Congress, State Department. And we formed a great coalition, and then we became a 501c3 in 2005.
For those that are interested in finding out more about Innocence at Risk, is there a website or information
Absolutely.
That you can share right now for those who want to check it out?
Please check out our website, Innocence at Risk, www.innocenceatrisk.org.
Okay, innocenceatrisk.org. I only have another minute or so. Well, actually, I don't have that extra minute. I need to take another break. But if you were on the phone, that includes Tinsley calling from Washington, D.C., Javon in Washington, Jose in Annapolis, and Tokes, I believe, or Tokes. Either one, we'll get that right, and we'll talk to you as well. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We continue the conversation about child trafficking and making your voice heard as far as this very critical issue is concerned. We continue the conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.